Paul, what does Trouba do for this lineup and that defensive core?
Well, you've got Trouba and Morrissey as a pair tonight out against Tarasenko the whole night. Two young guys, Scheif and Patty Laine in front, Matty Perreault as well. Jake has started well this year and continued to build and build and build. So he was a dominant force on the ice, physical on the boards, skating up into the ice on the power play. Now, we've missed them drastically. You don't want to be saying that as the coach while he's out. But having him back with Josh, that's a hell of a young pair of D.
Toby looked really good today. Did you, you agree?
Yeah, I do. He came off the surgery, I don't want to say earlier than we thought, but at the near end of that window. And off the 5 days, like our team, struggled a little bit, but bounced right back. He'd said he'd felt really good. The knee feels strong. We had two really good days of practice where we were able to get right back to the game that we were playing prior to the break.
Was this game better than any of those road games at, on that swing?
That game in Pittsburgh was as hard a fought game as we've played in a long time by both teams at a high level of skill. You know, big chances at both ends. That was a high-end game. And we caught Montreal coming off the break, but we were good there. I think it would have to be Ottawa-Pittsburgh were two really similar games in terms of the fight and the compete.
Blake said something along the lines of the team could, he said he could feel the importance of that game throughout the game and that the team responded aptly.
Right.
How do you bottle that? How do you keep that level of going forward? Because, I mean, the next one's just as
Yeah, I think, to be honest with you, I think we've been in that mode for a while. The game after the break is a bit of an aberration. We still put up five against many, the best team in the Western Conference. But we didn't have any of the rhythm that this game had, you know, everybody coming off the bench. That's what's good about these games, higher pressure, higher intensity, which means you have to have all four lines. The entire bench feels like in it, so there's better energy. But we had that. We had that going into the break. So we're on the right track with the style of game that we're playing, and they understand the importance. But we'll meet tomorrow and deal directly with that, right, getting right back to the kind of game. It's going to be a lot more physical game tomorrow, I think, with the way they've played us the last few times. I think this will be our third or fourth game in on these guys on back-to-back, where we're coming in back-to-back, and they had the opportunity to watch us. So they're going to come out. They're playing loose. They're playing fast, but they're going to be physical. So we're going to have to be just as good tomorrow night.
So on that note, Marco Dano seemed to bring a real edge to the game tonight, seemed to kind of torque things up. That's what you want to see from him going forward?
Just that fourth line is heavier, you know, on pucks, on battles, in the offensive zone as well. That's the strengths that he brings to our team. He's very, very strong on the puck and strong in the body.
Blake said he really liked the tweaks that were made to the power play, really liked how it worked. So why did it work so well?
We had two power plays at the end of the mini game, and we were just really stagnant, didn't move, but kind of freeing those guys up top to get some motion in their game opens up the seams, which is Blake's goal, right? Opens up a clean shot from up top because of the motion and the movement. Dustin has quite a bit of freelance in his game, but it's very smart finding the right holes to roll through. So we took that unit and not made it positional at that point. You know, it's not you're here, you're here, you're here. You guys can move and roam a little bit. And just his movement made the seam pass possible over to Matty Perreault, and he didn't dust it off. He got it right back up. So that quickness and the motion means we're going to get a pretty high-end shot from the top.
So did you want to see Connor Hellebuyck back on the horse quickly? Your thoughts on how he
responded? Yeah, right on. Big and strong. I think we did a nice job in front of him. He handled two or three of those scrums really well, and he was strong. This is all really, really important stuff for a young goaltender to battle back, to fight back, and then do it again.
Will your plan be to go with Connor again tomorrow?
It's a little early. I'm bringing everybody down, though, tomorrow. You guys can swing by.